and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend Lights Out Levine, bass player in Prima Donna and the Super Bees. Lights Out Levine, how are you doing today?
Danko, I'm doing well, man. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. This is just on the weekend. You're chilling, I'm chilling, and let's get into it.
Let's do it, pal.
All right. Season 5, Episode 11, Make Room for Daddy. It aired January 27th, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Martin Rips, Joseph Staretsky. The father of Jack's date needs dating advice from Jack and starts to hit on Janet. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Make Room for Daddy?
It's a decent episode. It's not one of the best, in my opinion. It has good moments, you know, but all around, not one of my faves.
I got to admit, it wasn't one of my favorites either. I thought it was like a put together. I don't know. It was kind of. It seemed like it was an idea they had, kind of, you know, in a drawer, and then they just dug it out.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of a way for them to explain the youth of that day to. To the older people of that day, of that generation, you know.
It's kind of weird because Cheryl's dad, Andrew Gaynor, played by Keene Curtis, who died in 2002, by the way. In the episode, he says he's 46 years old.
Yeah,
he looks like he's 63 in the episode already, which is. I mean, it just, how am I supposed to believe that?
I know, right? And especially because, not to throw us under the bus, but I'm not far from that age, and I don't look nearly that old, man.
I don't look like that, dude. I mean, 46 years old, I mean, I guess that's old, but it's not that old.
He looks like a grandfather, man.
Yeah, he looks like, yeah, exactly. As a, well, I mean, even in the episode, he's got a grown-up daughter going out with Jack. another thing that's interesting right off the top of the episode, Jack yells out "Cowabunga!" So for any you know, newer generation Simpsons fans, maybe they'll realize, you know, that's not from the Simpsons
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, is that where it's from?
Or is it's not from there either, because obviously, yeah. If it was in Three's Company, that's been around a while.
Yeah. Like you said, it's kind of a ho-hum episode. It kind of doesn't really, I don't know. I thought it was, there were some interesting subjects tackled in this episode. For example, erectile dysfunction and male potency, via the pills,
right.
That seaweed pills that Mr. Furley ordered from Cindy, which I thought was a funny little bit.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. And also Furley and Andrew Gaynor, both characters, older gentlemen, definitely looks like they're in their 60s at the time of this, shoot, but they're both going for Janet, who is definitely in the show. She was at least in the show in her 20s. Which
yeah,
was kind of
like 25, 26 at this time, right?
I mean, yeah. And both of them are like, even Furley goes, "You think I got a shot at Janet?" No, because you're in your 60s and she's in her 20s, dude.
And you're taking seaweed pills, bro.
Exactly. Let's see. Cheryl Gaynor, who played Andrew Gaynor's daughter and Jack's date, was played by actress Janice Kent. And she had bit parts in Designing Women, Frasier, Still the Beaver ER, and the waiter at the Blue Grotto, which was the kind of the sleazy dive bar that Jack advised Andrew Gaynor to take his dates. The waiter there, he was played by Joe George, which was an interesting name. L.A. Law, Highway to Heaven, Santa Barbara, Seinfeld, those were some of his bit parts. So yeah, it's kind of weird. Like Furley, that whole Furley bit, man, I looked it up. At the time of this recording of the show, Furley was 58 years old, and he was trying to get with Janet. So
weird. And you know, that waiter's got like the best line of the whole episode, I think.
What was that?
When Jack's asking him, you know, I'm looking for an older gentleman with a younger girl. And the waiter's like, take your pick.
Yeah, exactly. But now here's a question I want to pose to you. And if you haven't done this, we should do this together. Have you ever drunk the Tripper Spritzer?
No. But we should definitely do that together.
I'm game. White wine, club soda, grenadine, and an ounce of rum.
It sounds like a nightmare, but I'm willing to do it.
I'm game, man. I want to try the Tripper Spritzer. I don't think anyone's had it. Maybe they have. I don't know. But I think if we have it, I think it would graduate us into another tier of Three's Company fan.
Well, you know, there's a lot of options here. We could, the next time we play together, we can make that the drink of the night. Okay. We could write a song about it. We could start a side project and call it that.
Right.
You know, our endless possibilities for you and I. And with
absolutely.
That, I'm down, though.
Absolutely. Actually, I should mention, though, Andrew Gaynor, or Keen Curtis, the actor who played the father in this episode, this was his second of two appearances on the Three's Company series. You, of course, would remember his first appearance was season 4, episode 9, Chrissy's Hospitality, where he played the doctor at the hospital who was looking over Chrissy and then, you know, cross wires with his diagnosis of Chrissy, and Janet and Jack thought she was dying because he was laughing so hard at Chrissy's jokes.
That's right. He comes out kind of hysterically crying a little bit while laughing.
Yeah, and you and I both know those jokes, they didn't really land. I can't believe he was crying that hard.
It's TV, baby. Anything can happen.
Absolutely. And again, you know, a lot of this doesn't hold up with the way things are today. There's like basically an attempted rape scene in this episode, and it's like Cheryl's dad is trying to what looks like rape Janet, chasing her around her own couch in her own home. And it's only stopped by Cindy, who, when she walks in, she doesn't even try to help Janet.
No, it's like normal, you know, normal for that household.
Yeah. It's like she goes like something like to the effect of, oh, maybe I should go. No, Cindy, you should help your friend. She's running away from this crazy old man. Yeah, things like that just don't stand the test of time when it comes to Three's Company. But, you know, you and I both can take it in because, you know, we saw it when we were, you know, kids.
Absolutely. And, you know, and he's got some funny moments, too. Like when he rips his tie off and just throws it over his shoulder into Jack's face. You know, like I always chuckle at that. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And it's weird, though, how Jack is just so protective of Janet. You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's just too over the top because no roommate, no matter, or not even if you're a close friend of someone, would go to those extremes to stop something from happening that maybe Janet wants to have happen. It's just too crazy of Jack's behavior. It's just overboard, even for Three's Company, I thought.
And maybe that's why the episode doesn't really, you know, sit well with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not one of the best. Probably because it's so over the top with that, you know?
Yeah. But it did yield the Tripper Spritzer.
And you know, that's going to be our side project. That's going to be our hit single. It's going to be our drink of the night.
Pre-show ritual or post, pre or post-show ritual. I don't even drink, but I will drink the Tripper Spritzer with you. At least take a sip.
Okay, if that's the case, then it should be post-show. I wouldn't want to affect your performance.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks a lot, Lights Out Levine, for coming on this episode. And please, knock on our door next week, and we'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.